Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson, and I have gospel royalty on the line with me, Miss Latrice Pace, and she has a new album coming out. Latrice, say hello and let the people know what's going on.
Hello, everybody. What's going on is Exodus, the Journey of Obedience, Part 2.
Man, listen, you got this single pumping out, It's Morning. Tell us about that, because when I read it, I was like, It's Morning. It just, the title alone ministered to me, because we always say joy comes in the morning, but it's not necessarily meaning daylight. It comes when you get the revelation and you become aware. So I need to know why you said it's morning. I need to know.
That is great. Exactly what you have just explained, but also for many of us that have come through this pandemic have actually gone through seasons of M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. And like Psalm 143 says, Lord, let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love. David was in a space where he was exhausted and he was tired and he was just ready to give up. And it was like, look, God, what's going on?
Right.
His enemies were after him. And many times life feel like it's our enemy. But like you said, when we realize, okay, God is on our side and he is fighting for us, I'm going to decide that this right now, this very present moment where I am, my situation, my circumstance, it's going to be morning. It's going to bring me words that God's unfailing love is with me. And that in itself is just hope.
My God.
That's what it is.
Now, Journey of Obedience, man, I was just sharing with a friend of mine, because I was like, you know, we always talk about how God loves everybody, but his wrath is real. And I love before he does something to the people, he always say, because you have done this, you know, whatever the sin was, this is why I'm doing this to you. So let's talk about the Journey of Obedience a little bit.
That's interesting that you would say that, because to everything we do, there is a consequence.
Yes.
And usually we think consequence is something negative, but a consequence is just a consequence. It can be negative or positive, good or bad. There's always a reaction to our action. So if we choose to obey, there is a consequence to our obedience. And that consequence could be blessing, God's favor, his grace. Just him revealing mysteries to us. That's one of the things that's in the in It's Morning, the single. Teach me your ways so you won't let me be ashamed. And his ways is, okay, obey me.
Right.
Reveal mysteries. Open my eyes. Bridle my tongue. Let my words be filled with grace. The journey of obedience is never an ending journey. It's throughout our lifetime. And I was sharing with somebody that not only is it through our lifetime, but it's through a lifetime of service. We think Exodus is exiting, you know, bondage, and we're immediately in this great Canaan and enjoying milk and honey. But there are times when you're enjoying your milk and honey, and he's like, okay, go take the trash out now. All right, go sweep up that floor. So the journey of obedience is, I believe, is a lifetime of servitude, and it never ends. He's always seeking our obedience and our speedy obedience.
Man, I love it. I love it. And talk about the Exodus part.
Exodus, that was something he gave me. Okay, we recorded it in 2017.
Uh-huh.
And my mother always taught us that when you go before people, don't go before them empty-handed. They're coming not to see you. People are in need of a word from God. They're in need of an encounter. So I remember leading up to the recording, I was just like, God, you've given me these songs. What is it that you want me to say to the people beyond the songs? And he had me in the book of Exodus like an entire week or two before the recording.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, this is everybody that will be there that night and even hear the music. It's their Exodus.
Wow.
It's your exit from fear. It's your exit from doubt, self-loathing, self-doubt, anything that has held you back from doing what God has required of you.
My God.
This is your exit. So that's what I want people to take away from the music, and that's why it's named Exodus, the Journey of Obedience. Volume 2, because our obedience is never complete or fulfilled. It's just when one act of obedience is done, there's always another act of obedience.
I love it. I love it. And it's evident that your life experience has played a role in creating this project. Now that it's finished, was there any moments you didn't think you could finish? And if so, why?
Because, first of all, to do a live recording or to take on something like that without a label.
Yes, ma'am.
Backing you independently, that's a huge feat. So when I received the word that God said, do it, and now, and I was like, but with what? So I didn't see how it was going to even be done and how it was going to be finished. But my life has been, God said, I'm going to act, and as I take a step, everything is revealed. Right. And it's just his way, I believe, of saying, do you trust me?
Mm-hmm.
I know I told you to do this, and you don't see it, but trust me. As I took each step, the provision was made. There were moments of, okay, God, come on. I know you ain't going to leave me hanging, are you?
Right, right.
So throughout this entire process, even to now, it's been like, how is this going to be done? What's up? Like, but I trust him.
When one
thing happened, I know he has another way made because he didn't want that original thing to happen. So, yeah, there have been many times, every step of the process, yeah.
Yeah. And you know, what's interesting is operating in faith. The one thing I love about the Pace family is that one, every song you guys is stems from scripture. So the anointing on it is always there and present.
Thank you. If we're not singing his good news, if we're not singing his word, then what are we doing?
Right.
And why are we doing it?
Right.
You know, we are to encourage one another with songs, hymns, and spiritual songs. I'll give you my experience, but at the end of the day, I got to bring it back to the word and how the word ties in with that experience. We can't just give people what we feel and what we think. We have to give them the truth.
Absolutely. How does faith applied operate in that representation? You know, we're aware of your loss and things that have happened in your family. How do you push past that? Because, you know, we say, you know, I was in an accident myself and suffered a traumatic experience. And I just recently said it took me like 10 years to really get to a place where I'm comfortable in my own self again. Of course, my old self died in that accident, and who I am now is far-fetched from that other person. So there's that real transformation that happens to you when you do allow God to minister to you. And we need, thank God, for songs and hymns and, you know, the gospel.
Absolutely.
I want you to join me in reminding people the importance, like we talked about COVID, we talk about loss, but there is still that process of trusting God in the midst of it all.
Yeah.
How can you explain to someone, and I know God is going to give it to you, to hold on and really trust them when it just seems like everything's been wiped out?
I think it would be great for people to look at God as not some unreachable spiritual being, but he is like that best friend you have since childhood.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can draw from every experience from that best friend, or that if it was a guy or girl, that have always been there, that have always talked you through situations, that have helped you heal through every breakup, that have loaned you a little money when you were a little low and you didn't see how things were going, that's God. You have to draw from your past experiences. You have to remember your history.
Has he ever
forsaken you?
Right.
Have he ever left you alone? Have he ever left you comfortless? Has he ever not provided for you? So when you think about, God, we got history, and you've always been there. It didn't happen, or it didn't turn out the way that I thought it would, but it ended up being for my good. It ended up making me better. It ended up making me stronger. It ended up strengthening my faith. If we see God like that,
mm-hmm.
and I won't say every time you'll just easily trust him, but you'll remember. You'll draw from that memory and be like, you know what? You did it last time. You'll do it again.
Amen.
And it may not be like last time, mm-hmm. but I know you're going to do it again.
I love
He's our friend.
Yes, yes. Closer than a brother.
He's not some unreasonable spiritual being. He's our friend. And Sean used to say all the time, she called him best friend.
Right.
If we see God, if we see him as our best friend, we won't see things as so impossible and so insurmountable. Talk to him like you would talk to your friend.
Right.
There are times I'm leaving a show and I turn the music off and I just sit here in this car and I'm talking to God like, hey, oh, that was hard, Lord.
Right.
That was challenging. You know, he's our best friend.
Man. So tell us what other songs on the project that you like or you favor a little more.
Oh, I love so much. Mighty Warrior is about knowing that the Mighty Warrior is with us. Mm-hmm. And he's going to save us and he's going to see us through every challenging situation, which is something we all can relate to. Let Us Wash Feet is very dear. And I really think that's going to be the follow-up single because we don't like serving. We feel like once we've reached a certain status, there are just certain things that are beneath us and we shouldn't have to deal with. But our life is a life of servitude. That's what Christ has called us to, because when we live a life of servitude, we can live a life of compassion.
Right.
We can understand and easily love one another. And that's all he called us to do.
Right.
Trust me and love one another. So Let Us Wash Feet is dear to me. Wow, it's a women's anthem. It's about knowing who you are as a woman. I'm a woman of wealth. I'm a woman of worship. I'm a woman. My worth is beyond rubies. You know, so it should definitely come from Proverbs.
Yeah.
But I think every last one of them, I'm a seed of righteousness. It's reminding everybody of your God identity, even though you may be in a wilderness experience.
Nice.
No, remember who you are in Christ, and you're going to enter that Canaan land. And not that everything is going to be easy, but you're going to be better, you're going to be stronger, you're going to be wiser. That's part two, volume two.
I love it. I love it. And I love wow. I think that we have to begin to acknowledge that women hear from God too. Okay.
We hear
from God too. And sometimes we have a word, you know, for somebody. And how do you feel women are received in the Christian community today as opposed to before?
I think you've come a long way.
Okay.
Because you have so many, and I guess it just depends on where you are in the country.
Mm-hmm.
that weighs heavily, you know, who you have aligned yourself with spiritually. But I believe we have come a long way because now you see, you know, women being headlined in a lot of conferences.
Right.
Whereas it was a thing of, you know, no women in the pulpit. If you have a calling of God on your life, you don't do it from the pulpit, you do it from the floor. If you're in a space where you feel like you're not received, then go where you're received.
I love it.
I think we seek validation beyond the calling of God on our lives, and that's all wow is saying. He validated me when he chose me.
Come on now.
So you can keep your degrees, you can keep your trophies, you can keep your platforms. My validation is simply he chose me. So I know I am a wow. I'm a woman of worth. I'm a woman of wealth. I'm a woman of worship, period, point blank.
Period. That's right. Period. Man, Latrice, thank you so much for coming by. We love us some you. And
thank
definitely.
You, and I love you all.
Oh, and how was it working with Brian Andrews? That's my brother. I want to show him some love.
It was very comforting and comfortable. Coming from a large family of people where everybody has done it before you.
Uh-huh.
And kind of wondering, okay, what do I have to offer? And how is my offering? Like, how do I offer it? It was just his faith and belief in me that made me feel like, okay, I wasn't crazy. Like, I have something to say, and I have an audience to say it to. Very affirming.
Amen.
He knew how to bring it all together. Yep.
That's all right. So let people know how they can reach you on social media or purchase your music.
Yeah, the easiest way is to go to my website, latricepace.com. It'll take you to all of my music, books, social media platforms, everything, latricepace.com.
I love it. And thank you for keeping a website. I keep telling people, don't y'all get souped up with these platforms telling you you don't need a website. Keep y'all website now.
God has brought a lot of my support to me, because a lot of the, let me say, established people, the affluent people, they still believe in doing things the old way.
Yeah.
So they're going to go to your website. They're going to want a card. And even when your music come out, they're still going to want a CD. We're going to work on them with that. But, you know, so yeah.
I love it. So as we say again, once a key player, always a key player. Listen, when you come out with volume 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, we going to be right here representing.
The journey continues. Thank you.
All right.